Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How are you all doing? Thank you so much for being here once again. I really do not take you for granted. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing something that I find very interesting and very deep. So get ready. You may want to grab a pen and paper for this one. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the mystery of the earth. And in our previous episodes, we have been digging into the names of God and what it means based on the underlying theme that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous runs into it and is saved. But like I said before in the previous episodes, we need to understand what each name of God means and the attributes that they carry so that we know which of the towers to run into depending on the situation that we find ourselves in. I hope that that series blessed you a lot. And based on that now, I want us to move over. This is another series that I'm starting where I'm trying to help you understand and see the authority that you have in Christ Jesus. Now, in today's episode, like I said before, we're going to be talking about the mystery of the earth. Now, what is the earth? What is the earth? We see in Psalms, King David says, the earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof, right? Everything in the earth belongs to God, right? But let's go back to the very beginning in order to help us understand and piece together what this mystery of the earth is. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, the very beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. It says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering under the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated darkness from the light. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening and morning the first day. Right? Now, if we jump down from Genesis 1 to Genesis chapter 24, this is another mystery. Pay attention. And God said, let the land, some translations will say, let the earth produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw it was good. That's Genesis 1:24. And then if we go down, you will see that in Genesis 26, God said, let us make mankind in our image and likeness. And so he created mankind in his image. But now if we jump down to Genesis 28, you see here that it says God blessed them. This is mankind he's talking about. And he said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Wow. So we see in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. And after he created the earth, he started to call forth things from the earth. We see in verse 26, that in verse 24 rather, God said, let the land, let the earth produce living creatures. Number one mystery, the earth was designed to produce. The earth was designed to multiply things. The earth was designed to produce. I want you to hold that number one mystery. Write it down. The earth was designed to produce. The earth was designed to multiply. And when we came on the scene After God had made everything and he made us in his image, he gave us the authority. He blessed us and he said, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. What does subdue mean? Let's look at the dictionary meaning of subdue for a moment. What does subdue mean? To subdue means to get control of a violent and dangerous group by using force or punishment. So subdue means to conquer, right? To get around it. Now, God had created the earth, and the earth had the ability to produce, but without the authority to kind of guide it, right? To guide it, it could overproduce, right? So man was given that special authority to subdue the earth, to make sure that everything was orderly, that this earth produced things in an orderly fashion, that the earth was subject to man. Even though man was created from the earth, God made the earth subject to man. Okay, now let's keep going. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, the fall. Now we see, if we fast forward, we see that God told Adam clearly that we were not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That instruction was crucial to us maintaining our authority to subdue the earth. Anyway, we all know how the story goes. The serpent comes on the scene, deceives Eve. Eve eats off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Her eyes is open. She feeds her husband. He also eats from the tree as well. And then God shows up and they realize that now that they're naked. I'm just trying to summarize this so that we can, I don't want this to be too long. They see that they're naked and they try to hide from God. And God shows up and says, Adam, where are you? And he says, I hid because I heard your voice. And God asks him, who told you you were naked, right? And then he says, it was the woman you brought here. God turns to Eve and he asks her the same question, and she says it was a serpent. You see that the Lord immediately got to the serpent. There was no questions asked. He pronounced a curse immediately on the serpent. And then he comes back to Adam and he says, look here, Adam, curse is the ground. I want you to see what happened here. God did not curse Adam because he could not curse Adam. Adam was made in his image and likeness, right? So God did not curse Adam. Guess who took the fall for Adam's rebellion? The earth. The earth took the fall for Adam's rebellion. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, would you eat food from the ground? Now we see here that when God brought Adam into the Garden of Eden was a template of God, how God wanted the whole earth to look like. So when he brought Adam into the garden, he wanted Adam to see, to dress the garden and keep it so that he could understand the principles on how to govern the whole earth, so that the whole earth would be a replica of the Garden of Eden, which is also called the Garden of the Lord. But when this rebellion happened, now God cursed the ground. And literally, God was not even cursing the ground. God was stating the consequence of Adam's action, basically, right? So he says, cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Now we see here that this earth was supposed to bear us fruit on demand. By us speaking, the earth was supposed to recognize our authority and produce, because the earth was designed to produce and multiply. Now, because of this rebellion in the hierarchy of authority, Adam had rebelled against God, and now the earth was going to rebel against Adam. Now, what should have been fruit on demand became the fruit of our labor. Labor was not supposed to be part of the equation. We had the authority to speak to the earth, and the earth was going to yield for us. Now, let's look at another mystery here. We see that mystery happening in Genesis chapter 4, right? When we go to Genesis chapter 4, we see another mystery there that I want you to have a look at quickly. Genesis 4 tells the story of the first murder that happened between Cain and Abel, right? And we see that when Cain killed Abel, when the Lord shows up on the scene, the Lord says to Cain, again, he's stating the consequence of his action. He says, "Now you are under a curse and you are driven from the ground, which opens his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand." So this is the first account that we see that the earth has a mouth. I don't want, this is not just a person. I used to think it was just a personification, right? But it is not. Literally, the earth has its mouth. How do I know that? If we go to the book of Numbers, right, we see what happened with the sons of Korah, right? When they challenged Moses, right? And Moses got angry, right? And said, "You are challenging me. Okay, I'll call on the Lord." And he called on them, and Moses says, "This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do these things, and this was not my idea, right? These men will not die a natural death, right? If these men die a natural death, it means the Lord has sent me. But something worse than dying a natural death is going to happen to them." And what happened? It says the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their household and all those associated with Korah together with their possessions. They went down alive into the realm of the dead with everything they owned, and the earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. All their cries, all the Israelites around them fled shouting, "The earth is going to swallow us too." And we see this in Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16, verses 31. Numbers 16, 31. We see the story here about the sons of Korah and how they exited this earth. You see, because of their rebellion, dying was going to be too easy for them, right? Dying was not going to be too easy. We see that the earth here opened its mouth, swallowed them. Because if they had died a natural death, there would still be memories, there would be a burial for them, and all of those things. The earth literally opens its mouth, swallowed them and their belongings. Here, there is no bodies to mourn. There is no testimonial to a natural death. There is no tombstone to mark their passing. And the earth closes up and stays mute as if nothing happened. Number two, the earth has a mouth. This tells us that is why when Cain killed Abel, his voice cried out from the earth. The blood, the Bible tells us that the blood is like the life of a human being is in its blood. And that is why the blood cried out to God. And when God came, God said, "This is because of what you've done. Cursed are you because of the ground that opened his mouth to receive your brother's blood from you." Now, if we look at the book of Leviticus, right? When God was giving the Israelites instruction, he says, "Do not," this is Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24. He says, "Do not defile yourself in any of these ways, because this is how the nations that I'm going to drive out before you became defiled. Even the land was defiled, so I punished it for its sin, and the land vomited out its inhabitants." Again, the word vomit. How do you vomit something? You must have a mouth, right? "But you must keep my decrees and laws. The native born and the foreigners residing amongst you must not do any of these detestable things. For all these things were done by the people who lived in the land before you, and the land became defiled. And if you defile the land, it will vomit you out, as it has vomited out the nations that were before you." You see here that because of the rebellion of Adam in the beginning, there was an offset in authority. Now the land was beginning to rebel against man, as man no longer had that authority. Instead, now we had to work so hard. We had to toil to eat from the land, not for the land to produce. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. And this is what I want you to understand. That is why it says here, if we look at Romans chapter 8, right, verses 19, it says, "For creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and the glory of the children of God. Here we see here that the earth is creation, right? It's eagerly waiting our righteous leadership, which the blood of Jesus has cleansed. That's why we see that when Jesus was pierced in the side and the water and the blood gushed out of him and fell to the earth, that was a cleansing of the earth, right? It was giving us a fresh start from the earth, right? Because that blood was cleansing the earth. Since the earth was designed to produce and multiply, we are only supposed to give it empty things, not full things. When we give the earth a seed, it is designed to produce and multiply that seed for us. When people die, they are not supposed to die before their time. We are all supposed to die empty. Empty means we are empty. There's nothing else there again. And we go back dust to dust. There's not supposed to be any blood spill on the earth, because that is life. When you spill blood on the earth, you are giving it life. That is not what the earth was designed to do. And that is the mystery. And we see that because the earth has a mouth, the more we keep feeding its wickedness, innocent blood into the land, into the earth, it heaves. The earth starts to heave. You are feeding it something that it was not designed to accept from you. And when it starts to heave, you see that the earth starts to be in rebellion to man. And once the earth starts to rebel, we see that man starts to act in rebellion. And this is the mystery of the earth that I want us to understand, so that we can walk in the fullness of that authority that Jesus came back to give us. That is why now, once we are under the covenant of the blood of Jesus, we are no longer under the curse. We have that authority restored back to us, where we can speak to the earth. If we look at the book of Jeremiah, we can see again another proof that the earth doesn't just have a mouth, it also has ears. Jeremiah 22:29-30 says, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord." And in this context, he was trying to render a man called Jeconiah childless, right? He says, "Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah." We see here that the earth was instructed to render a man childless. Are you seeing the power of the earth? Are you seeing the power of the earth? When we rebel against God, the earth in turn rebels against us. And this is the mystery of the earth that I want you to understand today. That the land, the very land that we walk on, has ears. We see this in Psalms 19, right? We see here in Psalms 19, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. It rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived from his warmth." We can see here that the sun and the earth, they are all communicating. Even though they don't talk, so they have mouth, they have a brain, they reveal knowledge, they know what's going on, right? They communicate with God the Father. That is how God knew that Cain had murdered Abel, because the blood cried out to the Father. I want you to understand that God has given us authority to make the earth produce for us, so that we don't have to toil. And that is why Noah came upon the scene. The name of Noah means he will relieve us from our burden. That's what Noah means, from the toil, from the painful toil of our hands. That was the meaning of Noah. That's how when you see that Noah came and the Lord cleansed the land with the flood, and Noah made that sacrifice unto the Lord, the Lord reversed that curse of the earth. So let us not do things or partake in the detestable activities that soil or defile the very earth that we are supposed to have authority over. And let us not rebel against the Spirit of the Almighty, for when we do that, the ground is cursed and it in turn rebels against us. It is my prayer today that the Lord will give us wisdom, understanding, and the grace to walk with him according to his purpose, according to his instructions, that we may live an abundant life and live a rich and a full life in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if this episode blessed you, feel free to share on your social media platforms. Do not be a stranger. Slide into my DMs and say hello. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOWOLABI. We also have another podcast called The Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.